Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Oh, welcome back. This is our number two of Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, answering questions, talking about your health. We have talked about all sorts of things, back pain, sciatica, a wonderful abundance of hair growth in old age, and the thymus so far, and so many different topics, and whatever it is that you would like to discuss, give us a call. Here is the number to get through today. It's 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Before we get our next caller, we've got something very special going on today. We've been talking about it this month is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, the month of November, and which is why we chose this month to do the Galleri test. And we did this a couple weeks ago in Linwood, and today is the day that that's happening in Tacoma and Kirkland. Now, if someone is going, oh, I meant to get an appointment, I didn't quite do that, by any chance, is there a room today to get in?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
We will work to get you in. Kirkland is busier than Tacoma,
okay,
but they are there, the teams are there, and I just know these people that you'll meet if you go, they're just caring people.
Oh, yes.
And if you're interested in this test, I would love to give you the opportunity to do it.
So you call and say, do you have room?
Yes.
They'll find a space that they'll try to squeeze
they'll
you.
They'll squeeze you.
That's right. And say, Dr. Umat said so on the radio this morning.
You know, not many places offer the test, but the test is valuable. And that's why I feel like, especially for pancreatic, bile duct, liver cancers, where there's really no other way to screen, this could be life-changing for you.
Yes. So, well, life-saving for you.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Now, there is a cost for the Galleri test. And
it's a special promotion price.
Special promotion.
We have reduced the price to $1,100. It used to be $1,250.
And I know some people are teaming it up with our free health analysis appointment as well.
Yes, a free health analysis appointment. If you want to do that, you'll do the blood draw today. That's $595, which is our initial blood draw along with the Galleri. And then you can have 1 hour visit with the physician to go over all of your test results as well as the Galleri test results.
The doctor visit will be after the results come back.
Not today. Absolutely right.
That's
we will schedule you. So if you are interested in what longevity can do for you, our blood draw is $595 plus the Galleri test for $1,100. Mm-hmm. And then you can come back in at a later date when the test results are back to review the results as well as look at a detailed view of what is happening to you, where you are currently, not just in your hormonal balance, but also in cholesterol, inflammation, insulin, sugar, metabolic panel, thyroid, so many more things that are important to know because you can make a difference by changing a few little things.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to get into Tacoma today, we've got the most room in Tacoma. They're doing those Galleri tests and the blood draws for longevity as well. And a little special something-something for
That's
you
right.
as well.
A free bag of Relief Factor for as a thank you to come on in on Saturday.
Yes. So today in Tacoma, and you can do that right now, or in Kirkland, they may be able to stick you in as well. And here is that number to call right now if you're interested. 800-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. So many times we hear people say, oh yeah, I meant to call, or I was gonna, you know what, take action. And make that phone call right now and get in and get your health and taken care of and find out some information.
Yeah, if I may, Lynette, any longevity patient can also do this test for the same price.
Okay. Yeah. That number again to call and make that appointment is 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can call right now and say, yeah, I heard on the radio you might have room for me today, and we'll get you in. Okay. All right. We are going to go to the phones now. We are headed to Gig Harbor, and Susie is on the line. Hi there, Susie.
Hey, Susie.
Hi, Susie. Hi, Dr. Nixon. Before I get started, I just can't thank you enough for being there, for decades on every Saturday. I mean, it's like, I don't know what would happen to any of us if you were all of a sudden not available anymore. And it's just been part of the woodwork, part of the household.
Oh, yes. That's such a nice thing to say.
I mean, look what you've done, how many people you must help.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You do it for free. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate it.
But, well, thank you, ma'am.
The reason I'm calling, it's, I'm sorry to say, it's going to be on the same subject, sciatica herniated.
That's okay.
L4, L5. Uh-huh. My husband, 72, he was quite active, but he worked at Boeing for 32 years, so at that point he was sitting. I don't know if that egged it on, or he golfs, or just does all sorts of stuff. So, but at any rate, we've tried all the help. We've done chiropractic, we've done 4 cortisone shots, you know, not all at once, you know, different periods of time. It's his last of the year. And unlike the other guy, yes, he can't sleep in the bed more than maybe a couple hours. This has gone on for a year. Then he has to sit in a swivel chair, and he puts his feet up and then lays back, you know, and that's the only, and he gets relief. The other guy, he was fine when he was not in bed. Well, my husband is not fine when he's not in bed. So that's the difference. Other than that, they're the same, but it's a herniated disc. And we went to a place called Genesis where they do all sorts of different pain things. That's where the cortisone and whatever happened. And Nuka, you know, I mean, chiropractic, you name it. We went to Proliance. Another guy, you know, Dan Nelson is out of Proliance. He works for that same organization. So this is, I think, Jacob Thompson or something like that, a surgeon there. And he is suggesting that minimal surgery. It's like you said, a little half-inch incision, inch, because he's doing two of them, because we've tried everything else. And so I know the other doctor mentioned you may have to do it again, but the thing is, we can't wait. You know, he can't just live like this
anymore. I agree.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not terrible to try the minimal surgery.
No.
You know, Dan is not formally in Proliance. He's actually in
Pro-Ortho.
Well, yeah, but he's just downstairs, same building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's just downstairs in the basement, and so he's renamed his practice something like regenerative medicine or something.
Yeah.
But he's still there, but you know, he works closely with the guys upstairs, the ProLiance surgeons. And there's actually several procedures can be done. One is the little vertilift that he did for me a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one where they go in and just where the vertebrae are breaking down, they can actually inject into the vertebral body a cement that stretches it back out and stabilizes it and gets rid of the pain. They've got other little tiny procedures they can do where they go in and just vaporize little bits of tissue around where the nerve root is coming out. And these things can be done, you know, you go in, you get it done, you go home.
Right.
And in a few days, you're back to normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he probably wants him to not be active for a couple of weeks. He's going to do the L4 and the L5 because he found two areas. The L4 was the worst, L5 right underneath. So he's going to grab both of them. And is doing the minimal first. He doesn't want to go in and do any maximum, you know. And so we got to try it. What kind of activity? I guess he can't do anything for a couple weeks. He's got to.
No.
But after that, he can't just go back to full blown, or can he? Golf or, you know, mowing the lawn and just, whatever? Or does he?
Yeah, it'll take time.
Easy for a while, do you think?
Well, yeah. What they did with me was they did what's called a vertilift. I had couple of discs that were compressing. I actually also had two levels, L3-4 and L4-5. And
oh, wow.
They made a little, two little tiny incisions. They put these, it's almost like a tiny automobile jack.
Mm.
and crank it open and stretch those vertebrae, push them back apart.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole thing took like 20 or 30 minutes to do two levels.
Mm-hmm.
I went home a couple of hours after surgery and lay on the couch and turned on daytime TV. Now, I have not seen daytime TV in decades.
Oh, boy.
God, it was a horrible experience. I watched that wasteland.
You should have watched the Travel Channel. You would have loved that one.
Yeah, mayhap. But I watched TV for about an hour and a half and said, I cannot stand this anymore. And I got out to my car and I drove to the office and I worked for the afternoon.
Yeah. So, he's not having that, but he is having something that's going to be, you know, minimally invasive.
Right.
It takes about 45 minutes, they said, and that's it.
Yeah. And, you know, I used some ibuprofen at bedtime, mm-hmm. So I slept better. And Dan told me to take it easy for a few weeks, and so I did.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I started off just walking a quarter mile in the morning, and I slowly.
Can he use the treadmill rather than go outside so he can,
absolutely.
Know, with the weather and everything?
Yes.
Can he, will the treadmill?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the treadmill would be fine, and it gives him stabilization. He can put his hands on the side rail, you know,
yeah.
to,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
then
okay.
start by walking slow and gently. Don't, you know, don't do anything foolish. And Dr. Mixon's first rule of medicine, pain is nature's way of saying don't.
Okay.
Listen to Mother Nature, okay?
There you go.
When she tells you don't do it, don't do it.
And one last thing, I'll let you go. The other doctor just mentioned with that other man that you may need a second surgery sometimes. Is that common, or is there a chance, even if we do?
No, she was talking about knee surgery, the ACL, the cruciate ligaments in the knee.
There was a new study published about the acute cruciate ligament tears.
Oh,
that's what
great.
I was talking about.
Yeah, no, it's not
Thank
the back surgery.
And Jerry, please don't go. I don't care. You're just going to have to get a new brain. we have to have you every week. It's just
I plan to be here at least another 5 or 6 years.
Oh, yes.
Okay? Now, the only thing is, for some bizarre reason, in the last month, I've had I've been approached by three or four different groups that want to buy my clinics.
Oh,
they've got to be good people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I've told them no.
I have not even checked with all of us.
I love that. Susie.
I
have not even been willing to listen to a price.
You know? Yes.
I've just said no.
Yes,
no,
we don't want any schmucks.
I'm not ready to sell. So
you got enough. Okay, guys, you have a good day.
Okay, you guys take care.
Oh,
bye bye,
Susie. That's great. Thank you so much.
I love
for your
that.
Call.
You got to check with all of us.
Yes, that's right. She'll be the lead of your fan club. Their president of your fan club and start the write in petition.
Oh, what a nice thing.
Having
to
way
say
too
there.
Much fun to.
Yeah,
to
yeah this quit. Is pretty fun.
Yeah. So. Well. Yeah. But that was very nice of her to say.
Yes,
that.
Yes, thank you for that, Susie. We've got some more calls to get. Too, we're going to talk about and let's see if I can say this right. You know how I love the big words. I don't know what they mean, but I like to try. Bilateral vestibular dysfunction. Is that a thing?
Okay,
we're going to talk about that in just a moment. So you stay there, Danae, and also Ray. We're going to get to you. And if you'd like to talk with us, here is that number to get through, 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. Leading Edge Medicine continues.
And if we get stuck, we'll call Samara's husband.
That's
this
right.
Is in his range.
Oh, yes. Leading Edge Medicine, Saturday morning, November 18th. So glad that you're here. We thank you so much for listening, and we love it when you call in with your questions at 800-465-8770. I'm Lynette, Dr. Samira Umat here in the studio today, and Dr. Jerry Mixon. They are busily going on their computers to get information. So if you've got a question, now's the time to call. Phone lines are open for you, 800-465-8770. Headed to Olympia now, and is it Danae or Deanie? Hi there, good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's Deanie.
Wonderful. Deanie, thank you so much for calling in. How can we help?
Well, I was just diagnosed with bilateral vestibular dysfunction or possibly orthostatic hypertension. So how do I get rid of it?
Well, two very different problems.
Oh, boy.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
I went to a hearing and balance place.
Uh-huh.
And it was very intensive. The hearing wasn't any big thing, and my hearing is fine. The balance took, it was a two-hour test, and this is when they came up with these things.
Okay. Hmm. Well, that's kind of, it's good to know that your hearing was fine. That's the cochlear nerve.
Okay.
Cochlear nerve is a cranial nerve, and it takes care of hearing, gets sound waves to the brain. Vestibular nerves are responsible for balance. And usually people get a vestibular problem on one side or the other, but you can get it on both sides, and that's what the bilateral vestibular dysfunction means. And typically people with this problem have dizziness, balance problems. They have trouble, especially in dim light or at night, or if they're on uneven ground, they have trouble keeping their balance and want to kind of fall over. Let's start with how bad was your problem? Were you actually falling down, or did you kind of stagger to the left or right? What's going on with you?
Well, when I'm sitting, there is no dizziness at all.
Uh-huh.
It's when I stand up.
Okay.
And as this has been going on for a long time, so as long as I have something just to touch, like a wall, and in my house I have certain places that if I just touch it with my finger, then I can keep motivating.
Yeah, and that's typical.
Like going outside and going down steps, I have to touch something. I can't just go down a couple steps. It almost makes me want to throw up.
Oh, dear.
Or coming down a flight of steps in the house. If I have to touch something to do that. I can't just run up and down the steps like I used to.
All right. And have you had a recent illness?
Yeah. Did it start suddenly? What happened?
Well, I fell backwards and hit the very back of my neck on the left side where your skull touches your neck.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of started there. And this has been going on for 10 years.
Okay. Yeah, you know, generally falls and neck injuries and stuff don't cause this because these nerves they're called cranial nerves. They don't go down the spine. They come directly from the brain right out through the skull, right in that area of the ears. And so trauma has got to occur right actually in your head or right at those ears. Most common, oddly enough, cause for this is caused by doctors with some of the older antibiotics like gentamicin. Gentamicin was famous for knocking out the vestibular nerves and even causing hearing loss in patients. So, you know, if you've had this for 10 years, it makes me wonder, you know, did you get therapy with something that has an ototoxic effect 10 years ago before this became well known?
Mm. I haven't taken any antibiotics. I don't take any drugs.
Okay.
Nothing.
You know, less common are viral infections, meningitis, tumors, although rare to get tumors on both sides. Mm. You know, usually a tumor would be one side or the other.
Right, but they would have picked it up. She said, you know, she's had some investigation, so they would have ruled that out,
yeah,
right?
No, and it wouldn't be, like I say, it wouldn't be both sides anyway. Yeah. So, you know, we're probably looking at a remote viral infection of some sort would be my best guesstimate.
Or she's saying orthostatic hypotension.
Yeah, orthostatic hypotension is a whole different thing. That one is caused by your blood pressure dropping out when you stand up. And that one is usually caused by either dysfunction of the autonomic nervous system or heart dysrhythmias, or early congestive heart failure, things that can, that when you stand up, the blood wants to run to your feet by gravity, it drains out of your head, and you're, what's supposed to happen is all of your blood vessels, all of your little arterioles are supposed to squeeze and tighten up and push the blood back up into your head. And so a lot of people, when they stand up, will get kind of lightheaded for a second or two, and then, you know, your body adjusts. But if this is a problem that you're having while walking and climbing and going downstairs, I'd be surprised if it was that.
Yeah.
So
how do I fix it?
Well, we just got a message. As it turns out, Dr. Yes. Umat's husband is an ENT surgeon.
Ah, your nose and throat. Okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so ears happen to be in his bailiwick. So my lovely doctor companion here, my medical director, is married to a guy who this is right down his alley. And he has sent us a text and said she should see the Balance Center at UW in Montlake. Okay.
Okay.
And
I do a Balance Center down in Olympia.
Uh huh. Well, apparently
Balance Center in Union Lake.
Montlake, Montlake.
Okay.
Montlake. It's over at the University of Washington, mm-hmm. just right across the 520 bridge. And he said, "Okay, phone numbers or names?" Yes.
If we get anything, we'll announce it.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if we get an appropriate phone number or the name of a doctor to ask for, he'll send it over to us and we'll broadcast it. So keep listening, okay?
Yeah. It's called the Vestibular and Balance Center of University of Washington.
Yep. So, yeah. So trick is, you know, find out what's causing it. This does not sound like postural hypotension to me. This sounds like it's vestibular nerves. And if it's been around for 10 years and it, you know, if the question is why, what would last that long? Most likely, I'm going to guesstimate a viral injury of some sort. Probably a virus infection 10 years ago that you have long since forgotten about, but unfortunately probably did the damage to the nerves. The question
is,
can it be fixed? I don't know. I really don't know. This is not in my area of expertise. Remember, I'm the aging doctor.
Okay? Well, this is aging.
Well, I'm sure it's aging.
That's right. A good point, Deanie. Yeah.
But our job is to make you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier.
Right? And hear better and have better balance. Yeah.
You know, Jerry, she is right. Yeah. It is one of the parts of those 11 things you were talking about.
That is true. You got it. All right, young lady. Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Very good.
It's a difficult problem, right? I mean,
yes,
imagine
it is.
Wow. So
well, you know, what I was taught in medical school with a internal medicine guy who is kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But as the years have gone by, I have reflected on his advice many times, and I thought he was fairly wise. When a doctor says, probably triggered by a virus, what he's really saying is, beats the hell out of me.
I don't know, yeah. Oh boy.
It's true, isn't it?
Virus is what we blame our ignorance on.
Now we also do autoimmune, right? We also autoimmune.
And autoimmune, by the way, is one of the other causes. It's just a lot more rare.
Right.
You know, first is doctor caused with our drugs.
Yeah.
Second is viral.
Yeah.
And third is autoimmune. Yeah.
Okay.
Where we are.
Yeah. All right. All part of aging, which is what longevity focuses on. Aging, the treatment for the normal but undesired
changes of aging
at Longevity Medical Clinic.
See, this is not normal.
This. Yeah, this is not normal.
Whacked by an autoimmune disease or a virus is not normal.
This is not. Yeah. No. But so many of the things that we do talk about, getting slower, gaining that weight, not remembering things, walking into a room and having that, what we kind of laugh off as a senior moment, isn't that funny? It's really not. And we want you to come in and find out what's going on with your body. See if longevity can help you like they have helped so many others for over 25 years. Right, Dr. Mixon?
Yep. Well, you know, I am looking for a graduate student over at University of Washington right now.
Oh, you are?
Who would be interested in taking on a little research project for me. I have got a formulation that I put together that is based on several peer-reviewed papers. And it's three things, not terribly expensive, about $60, $65 a month, that should, I'm figuring about a 90%+ chance of correct a lot of the age-related cognitive decline.
Really?
As we get older. Now, we're not talking about dementia. We're not talking about with a disease of the brain.
Okay.
But normal, healthy people, as they get older, their brain slows down.
Yeah.
And they start losing some executive functions, some memory issues, and so on. And I think I've got about a 90% chance of having a formulation to help that.
Mm. Wow.
And so what I would like to do is to find myself a graduate student who's interested in doing a little research project for me, get somewhere between 50 and 100 people that are healthy that are not doing the things we do at Longevity. So I can't use our patients for this because we're already doing things to try to help their brain function.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
People that are not on anything for brain function, put them on this formulation and do a cognitive test before they start, a cognitive test in about 3 months, and a cognitive test in 6 months, and see if their brain function is indeed improving.
Mm. Okay. Why not longevity patients? Why not get them better too?
Well, because I would give it to longevity patients if it helps naive patients, patients that are not on therapy. But we're already doing a lot of stuff at Longevity that can help brain function.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm looking for are people that are not doing anything special for their brain. if this works, I want to roll it out on a national marketing program. And part of our thing would be, unlike the stuff that, you know, talks about jellyfish, because I don't know anybody wants to be as smart as a jellyfish.
No.
You know, this is a pretty low standard of achievement. So what I'd like to do is anybody that wants to buy our product, we'd have them take a cognitive test first. We'd have them take a second cognitive test in 6 months. If it's helping, they should keep buying the product. If it's not helping, they should quit.
There you go.
And I'd be the only product on the market that says, don't take it if it doesn't work. But we're going to test people to see if it works.
Ooh, I like that.
You like that?
Yes.
Okay. Great. So that's my new product to go with Relief Factor.
All right. I'm trying to think of what you would call this.
You say anything about retiring?
We're going to call it Brain Boost.
Brain Boost. Oh, I love it.
Oh. What's retiring?
Okay. We're going to take a quick break.
What's selling my
And we
practice?
Will be back with Ray and Sarah. And if you have a question for Dr. Mixon, here's that number. It's 800-465-8770. Don't you go anywhere. Maybe just refill your cup of coffee. 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely place. Such a lovely face.
Back It's Leading Edge Medicine. I've got some information for you. So grab your pencil and paper and I will give you that. Stay tuned for that. All right. You got that? All right. Here it is. The information you were looking for balance.
This is the lady for the balance issue.
For the balance issues. So this is what you want, Deanie. It is the Vestibular and Balance Center at UW. The Vestibular and Balance Center at UW. Anyone else listening may want this too, if this is good for you. The two doctors' names are Dr. Clifford Hume or Dr. J. Rubenstein. That's Dr. Clifford Hume, H-U-M-E, or Dr. J. Rubenstein. And here is that phone number, 206-520-5000. Easy. 206-520-5000. Okay. Thank you so much for that. We've got that information. If for some reason you didn't get that, you can let our producer know and we will then send that to him as well. Okay. More phone calls. Let's see here. We are headed to Tacoma. We have Ray on the line. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Ray.
Hi, Dr. Mixon. This question's for you, or if Dr. Umat has anything to add, that's fine. I've talked to you before. I'm a patient at the Tacoma Clinic.
Uh-huh.
And I had an ablation a couple years ago that went very well. And
now,
then
cardiac ablation for atrial fibrillation?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because the other ablation is a endometrial uterine ablation for women with bleeding problems.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So
I did really well. But leading up to that was the COVID thing, and I really went downhill waiting. My surgery kept getting canceled and so on. I have to give you a little bit of history. I'll try not to get too wordy, but I have a history of low blood pressure, orthostatic hypotension. And sometimes now, even when I wake up in the morning, my blood pressure is like 78 over 63.
Okay.
I mean, it's low.
Yeah, way too low. We don't like that top number under 90. So
yeah. Well, even at 90, I don't function very well. If I get it over 100, I'm pretty good. But in March, I can tell when I'm going to faint. I get kind of an irregular heartbeat, and I'm always kind of lightheaded and nauseous from Eliquis. But I can usually tell, and if I get down, I can mitigate it. Well, I didn't get down. And I fell. I fainted and fell and got a closed head injury, broken nose, and kind of a whiplash in my neck. Mm-hmm. And that was not fun. And then I won't get into a lot of detail there, but then in June, I had another major bleed. Actually, in March with that nose, I had a bleed. But in June, I was in the shower. And I had a really major bleed. I mean, I couldn't stop it. The whole shower was full of blood all down the front of my body. And I knew I was going to faint if I didn't get down. So I was able to grab a towel, get out of the shower on my hands and knees, trying to stay down low. And at some point, I became unconscious, and my teeth went through my upper lip. And so I had to have some stitches, you know, internal and external for that.
Sure.
But when I came to, I was in just a pool of blood on the floor. It was a significant bleed. And then following that, I got a respiratory illness, which I think was maybe COVID. I couldn't tell because I didn't have a kit. And I was too sick to get out and get one. And following that, I got numbness in my left arm and my hand went paralyzed. And the next day, I went into a really severe vertigo, debilitating vertigo, where I couldn't focus my eyes. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't do anything. And I still have some residual of that. And this is from July. And my electrophysiologist, he's been saying all along, somebody needs to talk to take care of you and look at things, because this is not a primary heart problem. He says, when I go into this tachycardia, I mean, it's 250 heart rate. And the last time that happened, that was in January. He happened to be on call, thank goodness. But in the ER, they did two cardioversions on me, and it didn't work. So they started loading me up with beta blockers. And once,
which
you know,
slows
they
your heart rate, but also drops your blood pressure lower.
Mm. Yeah, but it was, yeah, that's what happened. My blood pressure went down. My heart rate went down to about 40. And they wanted to do an ablation. I said, no, I'm not doing that until I see Dr. Salam. And he happened to be on call, thank goodness. And he said, this was not atrial fib. This was a tachycardia. And he monitored me all day. I was in coronary care for 3 days. And he said, you are too thin. You don't have enough protein. And he says that you're nutritionally deficient. And he said, you know, this is what's happening is I'm leaking electrolytes.
Okay.
My sodium's always really low. And he says it's just, you know, as much as he could tell me as electrophysiologist.
Yes.
But your doctor in Tacoma, your new doctor, he put me on an electrolyte supplement.
Good.
And I've been able to mitigate the tachycardia with that. I mean, I still get a little irregular, but usually I can tell. I start getting weak muscles, just fatigue, and if I take an electrolyte drink, it kind of pops me back in about 15 minutes or so.
Good.
And that's called Relight. And it's a real comprehensive one. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it is.
And then, I'm sorry to get so wordy, but I had to give you some background.
Actually, your background is rather comprehensive. It's scaring the hell out of me.
Right.
All right. Mm.
Well, that's
ahead.
What Dr. Salam said. He says, last time I saw him, he said, you are in a deep hole. He said, I'm
yes.
really concerned. He
yes.
says,
I'm worried you're going to up and die on us, young lady.
Mm.
So,
well, I know. That's what he said. He said, the only thing I can do for you is a watchman. He keeps re-emphasizing, I'm a...
Yeah, he's an electrophysiologist. It's heart rhythm disturbances is his thing. You need a lot more intervention than that. All right.
Well, evidently somebody read his notes because my primary care then started giving me all these referrals. And I went to a neurologist, and I do have quite a bit of neck damage, you know, from just overuse and wear and tear and occupation over the years.
How old are you?
I'm 75.
Okay.
But I was working up until July.
Sure, I'm 76 and I'm still working, and let's keep it up.
Here's the thing. I got one more thing to tell you.
All right, one more thing, because then I've got some things I want to suggest.
Okay. My primary care picked up on some lab work that the neurologist wanted done that their office didn't give it to me for referral. So he did it. And I got a phone call from him that said there was something abnormal in my blood. And he wanted me to come in again and get more testing and redo this just for confirmation. And it's called monoclonal gammopathy present on serum protein
electrophoresis. Yeah.
And light chain disease.
Okay. So your bone marrow. Your bone marrow is going bad. Mm. So you got a bone marrow dysplasia, and you're making abnormal proteins. And the worry is whether we've got an incipient or heading towards a bone marrow cancer of some sort. Okay.
Right. They talked about multiple myeloma.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Multiple myeloma. Mm-hmm. And that will give you the great big protein spike, monoclonal spike. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're referring me to a hematologist.
Uh-huh. Well, and that is a great start. It sounds to me as though you have what we refer to as sarcopenia, where your body has simply reached a point that you're not you're not growing and repairing new tissue. Your muscle is fading away. Your bone marrow is fading away. Your bones are probably getting, you know, less and less dense and strong. Essentially, every tissue in your body is simply not repairing and growing the way it should. And there are no, quote, standardized therapy for this. There are some things I think might help. They would be a bit unconventional, but they are actually right up the bailiwick of what we do at our clinic. So,
okay, and she goes to our Tacoma clinic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'd like to have a nice long chat with your doctor about you. So a couple of things I want you to do. Okay. I want you to gather up all your medical records and have them sent to your doctor down in Tacoma, have them scan them into your electronic chart. And then I want him to contact me. And I really want to see what your hematologist has to say. I want to see if indeed you do have a multiple myeloma or not, or if you've got some other dysplasia of your bone marrow. There are some therapies that I kind of have in mind that I think might help, but I don't know how a multiple myeloma would complicate them. If you don't have the multiple myeloma, I know exactly where I want to start you. If you do have a multiple myeloma, then I've got to go back to the research literature and figure out what the odds are of this making what I want to do practical or impractical. So you're going to take a little research, but you're the kind of very challenging, very difficult woman who needs all the help we can give her.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You're the kind of lady that makes my day.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I'm 5'9 and a half, and I weigh 135.
My way too skinny.
Wow. Yeah.
No, we got to do something about this, young lady.
Yep.
So
Ray,
get us all your records, get them to your doctor, get your doctor to me. And
how does he get to you?
Well, he's got access to me anytime he wants.
There you go.
Oh,
and Ray, we
got to
take a break, but why don't you give your name and your contact information to our producer? He's waiting to do that before you hang up, and then we can get in touch with you and talk more at length. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a break, and then we are back with Sarah and Raymond next on Leading Edge Medicine. Thank you for listening. And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. A few more minutes left of our show and a couple more callers to get to. We thank you for listening, and we thank you for all of these calls. It has been nonstop this morning. We're headed now to Idaho, and Sarah has a question for the doctors. Hi there, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Dr. Mixon, I have had plantar fasciitis since about June. It came on really bad. I'm 49 years old. And I've been to everybody. I've done dry needling, two different physical therapists, chiropractic. I've been to a podiatrist. I have always worn Superfeet inserts in my shoes, developed plantar fasciitis while wearing Superfeet. I've never gone barefoot. Mm. I can't tolerate it. My feet are very sensitive. And now my left foot, I can hardly walk. I just feel totally disabled. I'm in pain all the time, and I'm limping, and my neck is out. My back is out. My whole body hurts all the time, every day. I did take prednisone for a week, and I was totally cured, but I'm allergic to NSAIDs, so I can't take anything, you know, orally, but I do put the Voltaren cream on my foot liberally all day long, along with every essential oil that every, you know, kind and thoughtful person has given me.
Okay.
Boswellia cream. I put everything on my foot all day long. I use ice. I use heat. I have a heat wrap and ice wrap. I've bought probably 10 different kinds of orthotics, and it just, I wear night things that pull my foot back, you know, to stretch it. I do stretching all day long because that's the only thing that
even feels good. But like I said, I've had dry needling in my feet to the point where I almost passed out from the pain. And then I've had it in my legs. I've had so many treatments. I don't know what to do.
All right. Well, step one.
And I don't know if it's inflammation because the prednisone cured, like, cured me.
Yeah, well, it didn't cure you, but it certainly got rid of your pain because it got rid of your inflammation.
Exactly.
Yeah, the prednisone is the most potent anti-inflammatory on the market. It's a wonderful, terrible drug.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It decreases inflammation gangbusters. On the other hand, it makes your muscles weak. It suppresses your immune response. It allows you to increase risk of every infection known to man, probably some increased risk of cancers. Your muscles wither away, your skin gets thin and sags, and you develop cataracts. Other than that, it's great stuff.
Cool.
So, So we don't want to use a lot of prednisone. Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful, terrible drug. So we do want to decrease inflammation. And we do want to decrease every senescent cell in your system. You're not one of our patients, I take it, though.
No.
Yeah, shame on you. All right.
No.
Because we can't do our things to you if you're not a patient, obviously.
I need to do that then.
Yeah, you really do. Especially because you hurt everywhere. You know, I mean, the thing that scares me is not just the long-term plantar fasciitis. What you're telling me now, this is now spreading up. It's getting in your back. It's getting in your neck. And
I have a bone spur in my, a heel spur, because I had an X-ray and they did a ultrasound. My plantar fascia was really thick, and I have a bone spur in my heel.
Yeah. Okay. There are some things we can do with you out being our regular patient. Okay. To have my doctors writing all your prescriptions and stuff, we have to have a doctor-patient relationship. That's just all there is to it. We can bring you in and use our sound wave machines to treat your fasciitis and see if we can calm that down to some extent. We can make recommendations for your other doctors if you want to write some of the custom compounded creams that have really potent levels of non-steroidals that you can just put directly on the area, on the sole of your feet and up the calf and plantar fascia. You're doing all the stretches and stuff. That's the good things. But
I did have a compound. It had a lot of things in it. It had like lidocaine and even a Flexeril. It had a lot of stuff. That didn't seem to make any difference. And it was more potent.
Yeah, what you got to do is we need to do everything we can think of it, and we're looking for an additive effect. So, you know, we do the compounded anti-inflammatory creams. I'd put you on something like Relief Factor, which is, you know, a product that I sell nationally. And I'd hit you pretty hard with it. I'd probably put you on two packets twice a day, as long as your triglycerides don't go too high, which is the risk of raising that much. At four packets a day, some people will raise their triglycerides because of the very high dose of the omega-3 fatty acids. But so we'd want to keep tabs on that. The shockwave therapy, you know, the sound wave therapies, but also one of the things that people in midlife start hitting is senescent cell load. And so I would be looking at senescent cell therapy as well as maybe some rapamycin, which has a very potent systemic anti-inflammatory effect, to see if that helps. And then, of course, estrogens are very, very potent systemic anti-inflammatories. You know, it's kind of fascinating. The last big study evaluation on estrogen therapies done in 2012 showed that putting women under about 55 or 60, younger women on estrogen therapy, lowered the risk of heart attacks by 40%, lowered the risk of colon cancer by 40%, lowered the, you know, brain dysfunction. They think better. They have better moods.
osteopenia bones.
Would osteopenia, say, like, they get thicker, stronger bones.
Hormones, or would yes. you do
No, we only use bioidentical.
Okay.
We only
okay.
use the okay. we use the identical hormones that your own body produces.
Okay.
The conjugated equine estrogens are actually estrogens extracted from the urine of pregnant horses. And two-thirds of those estrogens are only found in equine species. Horses, donkeys, and zebras, never in a human being. So I only use human-type hormone therapies on my patients.
Good.
Okay. I figure humans are supposed to have human stuff. So
yes, definitely.
So there's a fairly comprehensive program I would have in mind for you, but the goal would be to decrease all of the inflammation everywhere in your body, including your plantar fascia.
Okay. And probably diet. I really need to look at that as well.
Well, and if you go on my website, the LM...
I'm not allergic to anything, but...
Go to lmclinic.com. Go to the area where it says podcasts or and type in...
I know where that is.
Type in anti-inflammatory diet. And you'll get a little thing you can print that talks about dietary interventions to help decrease inflammation.
Yeah. And maybe you should think about a health analysis visit with us. That'll give you a little bit more idea about, well, I'm sure you know from listening to us, but, you know, this is more personal, and they'll go through some slides. And then if you want to, you can do the initial blood test. Now, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more we do after that. But the whole goal is starting before diseases take a hold.
Yep.
Right. Definitely. Okay. Well, thank you so much. You think the shockwave therapy is effective? Because I've kind of read different research on it, and I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't work for everybody. You know, it is in a case like yours where all kinds of stuff has been tried and failed. Obviously, if we've had a lot of other things fail, the risk of this one failing is higher than average. But if you don't try, you don't succeed, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of the adages I teach my little 11-year-old daughter is nothing wrong with failure.
Yeah.
Okay? But if you don't try, if you try, you might fail. Mm. But if you won't try, that's what makes you a failure.
Mm.
I know.
Aww.
And it's frustrating because then I'm tired of just being in pain every day, and it's just I don't want to try anything else because then I feel like I get my hopes up. But I see what you're saying.
Mm,
yep.
Yeah.
If you try, you might fail, but not trying, that's the road to failure.
It's for sure.
Yeah. So okay.
Thank you, Sarah. We got to run. We got to slip in one more caller.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Okay, we have one last caller. Let's see if we can talk with Raymond in Tacoma about what's ailing him. Hi there, Raymond.
Hello, Raymond.
Morning, doctors. Boy, after all that, this is. I feel silly calling for such a minor.
Not at all.
How can we help you, sir?
I'm a 76 old male. I noticed lately that my hands, when I do any strenuous work with my hands, I get bruises on my hands in different spots.
Yeah. And that's typical. You're
my age?
Well, it's typical. Yeah, what's happening is your veins are becoming fragile. All of your tissue is fragile in your 70s, and you're not growing and repairing tissue as fast as you used to. When you were a baby, when you were, you know, a week old, you replaced the skin in your hands and body every day. You got brand new skin every day. Okay. By the time you're in your 30s, you'd get new skin about every 2 weeks. And by the time you're in your 70s, you get new skin every month or two. Right. So things are just getting fragile. They break down. You rupture the little blood vessels in your hand with even minor trauma. And so clearly I don't think you're one of our patients, because if you were, you probably wouldn't be doing that.
Is there a lack of any kind of like iron or anything like that?
It's aging. This is the, remember what we treat, the normal but undesired changes of aging? This is one of those normal but undesired changes. As long as you age normally, this is going to get to be more and more of a problem. You want to fix it, You got to treat the aging process, and that's what we do.
Well, it's relatively new because I've worked with my hands all my life.
Sure. But you know what? You haven't been this old before.
There you go. All right, I'll keep that in mind, and maybe I'll come down and see you guys.
You probably should.
Love to see you, Raymond.
Let us give you some help, sir. All right, thank you. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Wow. So many calls right up to the minute here. It has been a busy day. Thank you so much for listening. Next week is Thanksgiving weekend. We will all be with our families. So we have a wonderful recorded show, but with some new information and some new phone calls. So you'll want to tune in, and you just won't call in next week, but we'll be back in 2 weeks. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next time on Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you, of course, by Longevity Medical Clinics in Linwood, Kirkland, and Tacoma. Find out more about us by going to our website, lmclinic.com, or by calling 1-866-86-YOUNG. Have a great rest of your weekend.